Drone sighting or visitor from another world? One Cambridge resident is trying to answer this question after he says he saw strange lights hovering above downtown Galt on Sunday. Cody Macbeth claims to have spotted unexplainable lights with a mind of their own while having a smoke on the balcony of his Park Hill Road apartment. "I'm looking out with just an open kind of sky and some forecasts, and all I see is this very small, orange, yellow light," said Macbeth. "I've seen a lot of local planes and stuff in the area here, and with the night they would have high beams on and you can see some other lights, but this was just like, it looked like a star." As Macbeth was wondering what this light was, he said it started moving towards him, getting larger as it approached. He recalls seeing two other red lights appearing and then start blinking, as it hovered what Macbeth thought was 100 feet above his building. He says he knew what he was looking at wasn't a plane. "This thing's moving like it's clearly passing through clouds and stuff like that. It stops and just goes directly up, directly straight up through the clouds, where you can still see the lights getting faded out through the clouds, and then once it passed the clouds, it just kept on going up until I could not see it anymore," he said. Unfortunately, Macbeth did not have his phone on hand and did not record any video or snap any photos. He adds he was stuck staring at the lights and didn't even think to move. Shocked at what he saw, he immediately called his friend to tell him what happened. His friend pointed to a similar occurrence in London, Ont, just a few days ago. In a video posted to TikTok earlier this month, a bright light similar to the one Macbeth describes is seen hovering over a home in London. The National UFO Reporting Center, an organization based in the United States, describes the London incident as one of the most dramatic encounters reported recently. For the past few months, mysterious drone-like craft the size of SUVs have been sighted nightly, primarily between sunset and midnight, with the nexus of recent reports coming out of New Jersey, said the NUFORC on its website. What are we to make of all of this and who is responsible? Theories abound, from foreign adversaries to secret government agencies. According to the NUFORC website, there have been 24 UFO sightings in Cambridge dating back to the 1970s, with thousands more across Canada and the United States. Both of the recent Ontario incidents come after weeks of drones being spotted over New Jersey in the United States and raising alarms. White House officials have stated multiple times that these drones are unmanned aircraft systems, UAS, are not a threat to public safety, and the sightings are either legally owned drones or planes consistent with landings and departures at local airports. While Macbeth is sure what he saw was not a drone nor a manned aircraft, he will be out for the next few nights on his Park Hill Road apartment trying to catch another glimpse. "I'm hooked now," he said. "I was just very much, like, blasted away the second it started moving weird and went straight up. It was just like, holy crap, it's real."